Social media metrics that you need to track carefully every month. The most important job of a social media manager is to analyze data and read the metrics carefully. A social media manager knows how important it is to measure and track campaign performance and prepare a report to show it to other team members. But the question is, are you paying attention to the right social media metrics and data of the campaign? Let's understand why to look right at social media metrics if you want to grow your company online and generate big leads, as information is equal to money. Any essential data left unstudied can prove fatal for your organization. What does social media metrics mean? Social media metrics are meaningful data that social media managers or marketers use to gain insight into how their social media accounts perform, such as post interactions, likes and audience sentiments, etc. Social media metrics are somehow similar to key performance indicators, KPIs, but there's a notable difference. Social media KPIs are goals that refer to a particular target like 1K likes on a particular post or 50 comments or 50 shares, etc. Why should social media marketers track social media metrics? The social media metrics required for your company or brand depend upon the social media platform you are using and your goals for that platform. When you start preparing metrics reports for your social media accounts, you get the following benefits. Goals-oriented tracking. Are there engagements from your social channels or the clicks your marketing team wants to see? A social media statistics report determines what your efforts have achieved and identifies where you have been successful. Improving social media activities performance. Social media reporting can help your team identify areas for improvement. You can continually improve your results by following the right metrics. Recognizing the value of your work. Do you want to count the value generated along with your efforts? With a social metrics report, you can easily calculate ROI from your team members' work. What you need to know about social media funnel. The social media funnel is used to let the customer know about your brand, learn about your product or service, and ultimately purchase. A clear understanding of how your social media marketing tools and how your social media funnel is working will give you an idea of the type of content you should post to drive more followers to your social media accounts. Once you have a clear understanding, you can convert your followers to important leads easily in the future. Need of social media content strategy. Knowing how your marketing tools and social media marketing funnel work helps the team members set social media platform related goals to track the correct metrics. Stages of a normal social media funnel. Information. The level of awareness or information is at the top of the social media funnel for first-time learners or customers interacting with products. Awareness or information metrics often include brand or product's awareness, reach, etc. Consideration. Located in the middle of the social media funnel is the level of testing for people who are exploring solutions to a problem and keeping your brand afloat. Consideration metrics include shares, comments, clicks, and virality. Conversion. Located near the bottom of the social media funnel, the conversion stage for those who have decided to buy. Conversion metrics or counters can include conversions, conversion rates, purchases, and return on investment. Support. The support phase is usually at the bottom of the funnel and is for repeat customers. Support or promotion metrics include the number of ambassadors and reviews. Awareness metrics. This information metrics tells about how well your product or brand is performing and connecting with potential buyers or customers. Every social media platform like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn measures awareness metrics differently based on the interactions such as likes or shares and saves. If you use all the native tools like Facebook's own Creator Studio, you might have to look at each metric on your own, but if you use the Socio Board tool, you have access to metrics automatically. It saves your time and effort and makes you much more productive while handling your brand's social media accounts. Post reach. Social media post reach reflects the amount of social media users your social media content reached. This metric can help your team understand what percentage of customers you've connected with and, therefore, the number of individuals who recognize your business. You can find this metric in the Socio Board dashboard easily. Potential reach. Potential reach is that the number of users who could see your content. To track this metric, you'll do some manual calculations. Firstly, check any mentions to your brand and have a look at every account that mentioned you. Make a note of what number of followers each account has. Then, add them up and multiply the amount by 2% to 5, average organic reach, to induce your potential reach. Impressions. Impressions are helpful social media metrics for any social media manager. Impressions on social media are the number of views or times your post content appeared on a user's timeline in a particular social media platform. These metrics usually are high in number than the content reach because impressions appear multiple times on a user's timeline throughout a period but reach when a user sees your content. With Socio Board, you can easily track impressions per post or impressions per period for selected channels or social media platforms. Follower base/audience growth. Following growth belongs to any changes in your follower numbers on a social media platform. For example, suppose you have 1K following, and your followers numbers increase to 1.2K, then your audience growth is 20%. This metric includes gains, losses, and a net number of new followers. SocioBoard tracks audience growth over time so you can quickly identify when you gained or lost the most significant number of followers. If you find any outliers in the metrics that determine the day or time you gained or lost most followers, you can analyze the content of that time and restructure your content strategy. Social share of voice. Social share of voice is a valuable metric to analyze your brand competition. It gives you data about how many people are talking about your brand compared to your competitors or people in the same niche. It is designed to get a broader insight into your brand's visibility in the market niche. A social listening tool like SocioBoard is required to measure the social share of voice, which monitors direct and indirect brand mentions of your company and your competitors in the market. Client sentiment. Client sentiment or customer sentiment reflects whether their engagement is generally positive or negative. To track this value, browse your social media inbox and manually mark each item with a rating, such as positive, neutral, or negative. Then check out the SocioBoard report for a breakdown of the different sentiments. If your social media profiles receive many engagement or interactions with people, you can also label items automatically with SocioBoard. Engagement metrics. These are valuable social media metrics that reveal how people engage or interact with your content or social media profiles on different social media platforms. Likes. Likes include all the hand click and double tap heart on your post content on different social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc. Likes are beneficial social media metrics to determine engagement to your social media profiles. More likes mean people are taking more interest in your brand, and it also boosts your social engagement and your content reach increases. SocioBoard automatically captures data related to engagement, such as likes, very efficiently and tells you during which period you got the most engagement. Comments. Comments are the number of short reviews or notes people leave on the posts of your social media handles. Comments can be positive, negative as well as neutral. Comments are customer feedback, so it's the most crucial metric too. SocioBoard displays comments cleanly, tells your engagement percentage and gives you a comprehensive insight into how your brand performs on social platforms. Shares. Shares are the number of times people share your content to their timeline or in personal messages like on Instagram. Shares are the most important social media engagement metric than likes and comments alone. More shares mean your content is valuable, and social media platforms organically boost your content. LinkedIn or Twitter shares also refer to reposting, retweeting, or resharing your content by your followers. Clicks. Clicks refer to the number of times someone clicks on a website's links through your social media profiles. Virality rate. Virality rate is also a crucial social media engagement metric. Virality rate refers to the percentage of the total number of shares versus total impressions on your content to determine its engagement and if it could go viral to restructure your social media strategies and produce more such content that has a chance to go viral. Amplification rate. Amplification rate metrics is a percentage that compares the number of shares of a particular post to the number of followers of a social media profile. A higher rate means more people engage with your brand and promote your brand to their followers. In conclusion, to manage social media platforms, any social media manager needs to know which social media metrics are essential and which metrics to focus on is the key to grow your brand on social media platforms. Remember, data is future money. So never ignore any essential social media metrics. Supercharge your social media analytics experience with customized boards by SocioBoard and see your brand growing and managing social media easily like a pro.